Welcome back to Tennis West to the 41st episode. I'm Noodle D, and today I'm going to be going over yesterday's I'm Shop. I really wanted to go over yesterday's I'm Shop because there's some new things. Well, there's one new skin, and I'm pretty sure it comes with some items with the new skin, but I'm not sure yet. But I just saw that there's a new skin, so I had to go over that. And it's a pretty good item shop, so I wanted to also go over just the item shop in general. And there's some other new things that I wanted to talk about too. But let's get into this. Alright, so first I'm going to go over some new quests. Well, I'm pretty sure these are new. I'm sorry if they are not new, because I haven't seen these yet. But the first one is deal damage with alien weapons. And the second one is, oh, this is actually 2 out of 5. Leave secret documents at the bus stop. And the third one is deal damage with IO tech weapons. I'm just going to go over all of the Island Games quests because I forgot which ones I did go over and didn't. So I'm just going to go over all of them. So first we have assist teammate with eliminations in Finest 2v2. Deal damage from above in Finest 2v2. Restore health or shield in Finest 2v2. Buy weapons of epic rarity or higher in Prison Breakout. Deal damage while inside Prevelt Seated in Prison Breakout. I did go over that. Get eliminations in Prison Breakout. This one is a long one. Search containers, coolers, fridges, or toolboxes in Wildland Survival. This is a long one too. Catch 0-point fish or vendetta floppers from fishing in Wildland Survival. Hunt wildlife in Wildland Survival. Deal damage with SMGs or pistols in Red vs. Blue Lava. Destroy enemy structures in Red vs. Blue Lava. Deal headshot damage in Red vs. Blue Lava. Deal damage with shotguns or snipers in Red vs. Blue Rumble. Get eliminations in Red vs. Blue Rumble. Buy legendary weapons from vending machines in Red vs. Blue Rumble. And most of those, I said, you get 30,000 XP, and some of those you get 20,000. And there's only one, the one that I said of get eliminations in Red vs. Blue Rumble, you would get a spray and 30,000 XP. And then these three ones is complete 7 Islands game quests and you will get a wrap, and complete 9 Island Games quests and you will get a pickaxe, and complete 5 Islands game quests and you will get a emote con. So just by completing Island game quests, it's just a simple quest. I said, well, maybe not some of them are simple, but it's just like the quest where assist teammate with a eliminations, just like those ones, and you can do any other ones. You can still get Superman. He is still out if you have not got him. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. It's kind of hard to see if there's like new modes because it doesn't show weekend picks. Okay. This season ends September 12th, so that's this month, and there is a countdown that has started for the end of the season event. So I was watching this YouTuber, and he said that after the season ending event, we will just automatically go into season 8. Like, there's not going to be an update or anything. Or, like, we're just going to automatically go. But I'm, like, not actually sure by that. Because I'm not sure if that YouTuber is accurate or not. I think it was Top 5 Gaming. He does lots of Fortnite videos. But yeah, and that guy also said that like new skins are coming, but I'm actually not sure. And today is the FNCS finals, day one, and it says tune in now at watch.fortnite to see the best trios in the world compete for a share of $3 million in the FNCS finals. So if there is somehow one of you guys listening to this podcast that is playing in that tournament today, the FNCS finals of the day one, good luck. And you guys can go watch it. I don't know, probably on Twitch. What's this video about? I'm just gonna turn up the volume. Oh my. Yeah, so that, I need to turn my volume down. So that video keeps on playing. If you don't know what the FNCS finals are, it's just like these really good Fortnite players which play to compete for cash and stuff. So they're gonna compete for $3 million. I'm pretty sure that's how I read it, and I'm sorry for the background noise. My parents are cleaning up. So I think I should go over the item shop now. I do not think there's anything else I should go over, but if there is, then I can always go over it after the item shop. So the new skin I was talking about, her name is Joy. That's actually my mom's name. She has a built-in emote. It's called Roller Vibes. So when you buy the Joy skin, it comes with her skin, a loading screen, and her built-in emote. That's pretty cool. And you can buy her wrap separately. And when you buy the skin and when it comes with the wrap and the emote, it costs 1,200 V-Bucks. I don't like this skin because I don't know how to say it. Okay, so I think it's Gilded Guy. The Gilded Guy bundle is back for 1,800 V-Bucks. And the bundle comes with his skin, his cape, and his sword. You can get his skin and his sword separately. His skin is for 1,500 V-Bucks. I do not know what they're talking about. And you can, wait, what? I didn't say that you can get his cape. You can get his cape with it when you buy the skin separately. And you can get his pickaxe separately also for 800 V-Bucks. Next we have the Ruby skin for 1,200 V-Bucks with a back bling. And she has her pickaxe for 500 and her glider for 500. The Major Glory skin is still here with the back bling and the Dream Runner. Next, we have the Focus skin for 1,200 V-Bucks. And it comes with the back bling. Next, we have Piccoli Patroller. It's a skin for 800. All these things I'm going to say are emotes. And so we have Lights Up for 200, Bear Hug for 200, Jumbo Popcorn for 200, and Confused for 500. we have the customized superhero skins. So I haven't gone over these yet on my podcast. By the way, these skins are not new. They came out in Chapter 2, Season 4. That was my favorite season. That was amazing. So when you would buy each of the skins, it would come with a emoticon. And it would come with the built-in emote. And you can pretty much customize it. You can customize the pattern, the hairstyle, and you can have the choice to put on a mask. You can have the choice to put on an eye mask or a belt. How come I can't change it? Okay, that's weird. I'll try with a different skin. Okay, that's weird. But you can customize many different other things. You can customize the color of the suit, and you can customize like the texture of it. I'm trying to see, but it's not letting me select it. And you can like put your own like emoticon on there. But I actually returned the skin I had. It was a boy skin, and I didn't like it that much. It was a male version of it, but I didn't like it, so I returned it. So I'm gonna say all of the skins. I'm not gonna say the price, because they're all the same for 1,800 V-Bucks. And you can do the same thing with all of them. They just come with different emoticons. So first we have Jolterra, Dynamo Dancer, Firebrand, Backlash, Polarity, the Mighty Volt, Blastoff, Hunter, Hypersonic, and Wanderlust. And they have their own gear. You can also customize it. Well, no, I'm saying that wrong. They have like a gear bundle. So in the hero gear bundle, it's 1,400 V-Bucks. In the bundle, it comes with a pickaxe that you can customize the color and like the shape of it. It comes with a cape. I have this cape. You can customize the color of the cape, and there's like this little top thing on the cape, and you can customize the color of that, and you can customize if you want to put a well not customize you can choose if you want to put a emoticon on there. So that's pretty cool. Next we have the hollow back bling. So this thing is like, you can it's like one of the hollow back blings, and you can just pick whichever emoticon is on there, and then you can just put like the you can just choose any emoticon, and then whichever one you pick, it will like go on there. It's kind of hard to explain that, but I'm not explaining it right. Well, I'm not explaining it the best way. And it also comes with, in the bundle, it comes with a blue cyclo emoticon and a cupcake emoticon. You can get all those separately. You can get the cape for 400, the pickaxe for 1,200. I wanted to say the name, but I did not know how to say that. And the hollow back back bling for 400. And when you get the hollow back, you're also gonna get the cupcake emoticon. All the things that are still here is the Shang-Chi bundle, or Shanghai, I'm not sure how you say it. The Gamora bundle, Star-Lord bundle, Ant-Man bundle, Venom, Ghost Rider, Thanos, Captain America, Blade bundle, Deadpool smash-ups, the Deadpool gear bundle, X-Force outfits, the X-Force gear bundle, the Black Widow snowsuit bundle, Silver Surfer bundle, Daredevil bundle, the Hulk smashers, the J Balvin bundle, Master Chief bundle, Mecha Morty bundle, Marvel Royalty and Warriors pack, Darkfire bundle, Vox Hunters quest pack, Shadow Risings pack, Fortnite Magma Masters pack, Disney's Domain pack, Cyro Infiltration pack. What the heck was that noise? Infiltration Tools pack, Fortnite The Last Laugh Bundle and Breakpoints Quest Pack. And also you can get the Crew Pack, which is in. You can get 25 Battle Pass levels. There is a solo cash cup every Sunday that's coming up. So that's tomorrow. You can play that if you would like to. I'm not sure if there's anything else. Lots of my friends are online. Because I'm on my Switch. New this season. Oh, I thought that was something else. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the new season. I'm definitely gonna try to make an episode. Like, I'm just gonna watch a bunch of videos on YouTube, and then after I'm done watching that, I'm gonna make an episode. It's just gonna be called Chapter 2 Season 8. So watch out for that episode coming. I'm gonna try and go over everything in the new season. It should be a good episode. I think most of you guys will like it because you can find out everything that's gonna happen. But yeah, thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to the Eternal Royale podcast. Please follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, then please leave me a 5-star review. And you will be featured in my next episode. One of my next episodes. You can also be featured in one of my next episodes by shooting me an email. I will put the email in my description. I always put in my podcast episode descriptions. And it's in my just regular podcast description where it says like what my podcast is about. So you can also do that. You can give some episode ideas or some Fortnite tips or like some things that you may want me to talk about, or just simply say what's up or hi, and I will respond. I will always respond. But yeah, that was another long item swap video, but although I did talk about some other things. So I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.